Last week we introduced the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim written anonymously in the 1200s, a Sefer HaMitzvos like no other, where he provides perhaps an insight into reasons for mitzvos. We discussed last week an introduction to the idea of Tamei HaMitzvos, the idea of Acharei HaPeulos, Nimshachim HaLevavos, which means the mitzvos that we do are all trying to impart some value into ourselves, and by doing, we learn to feel. I always loved about this Sefer, when he introduces a tam for the mitzvah, what he calls a shorash ha-mitzvah, he doesn't write, this is the shorash ha-mitzvah. He says, mi shorashi ha-mitzvah, among many things to say about the roots, the depths of this mitzvah, here is an idea. Last week, we didn't have a mitzvah directly in the parsha itself. Parshas Naso is long enough for many mitzvahs. So, mitzvah, Shin Ayin Dalet 374, in the context of a nazir, he discusses what is a nazir all about. And he notes that Chazal really are all over the place when it comes to Nazir. Is Nazir a good person, or is he a bad person? Show of hands, who thinks Nazir is a good person? Who thinks Nazir is a bad person? Who raised their hand for both? It's complicated. What's the deal with a Nazir, a person who takes on extra restrictions? Is this person a good person, or is it a bad person? What exactly is the idea of Nazir all about? And the Sefer HaChinuch in this mitzvah describes the idea that a person, human beings, were composed of two different, really diametrically opposed forces. We have our mundane physical existence in our bodies, and we have the neshama inside the guf, striving for growth, striving for religious, lofty adventures. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed us to be specifically with these two composites within us. The idea of growing, the idea of striving for spiritual heights, but not like a malach, not one of those zillions of creatures up in the sky, down here on earth in a mundane way to build, to construct, to live our lives in a very realistic, practical, mundane way. And sometimes he says that there's a balance that gets lost one way or the other. And in either direction, moving too far to one side or the other, to either extreme, is no good. Either we're losing out on all the Torah mitzvos, all the spiritual goals we were designed to accomplish, or we're so far removed from this world that nothing is getting done. How are you going to build your house? He says sticks and stones and bricks and mortar, they don't build themselves. Communities, organizations don't happen by themselves. We have to actually be involved in the world. And if we find ourselves going toward either extreme, a mitzvah like taking on a neder or becoming a nazir is a way to shift back toward a more ascetic spiritual lifestyle. We find ourselves overly engaged in the hedonistic draws of society, and we have an opportunity to take a temporary measure to go to the other extreme. What the Rambam famously called the Shvil HaZahav, right? The golden mean, finding the middle path. The goal is to be balanced, to be nuanced somewhere in the middle. And if we find ourselves going toward one extreme, then the goal is to go to the other extreme just for the purpose of settling somewhere in the middle. I always like to think of it as a folding paper mushroom. Right, the goal is to have a flat paper so you can actually use the entire thing. You bend it a little bit this way, no problem, just open it up again. Bend it that way, no problem, open it up again. But what if you take the paper and you fold it all the way to an extreme and you crease it? Now, if you open it back toward the middle path, it's still kind of leaning in one direction. It's been overly emphasized one way. How do you make it stay flat? You have to bend it the other way and crease it the other way, and now when you open it up, now it lays flat again. Purpose being to find the middle path, to find the way somewhere in the middle. I've heard from Rabbeinu of Shechter Shlita many, many times that many have attacked the Rambam on his idea of the Shvil HaZahav, the golden mean, which he got from, they say, Aristotle, from Greek philosophy. How could the Rambam have taken something that there's really no Jewish source for? But if Shechter quotes from others who say that actually there is a source, it's the idea of Nazir. So what do Chazal say? Who is the right person to become a Nazir? A person who sees Sota B'Kilkula. Chazal note the connection between Sota and Nazir and the Parsha, and each Masechta, Nazir and Sota begins with this teaching, that if a person sees how society is so depraved, how degenerative society is, with alcohol and terrible abusing of our mundane world, the goal is to go to the other extreme, but not to be a Nazir forever. Chazal frowned upon that. The goal is to be a Nazir, fold the paper the other way, for the purpose of getting back toward the middle. It turns out, the idea of the golden mean is part of our tradition. It's the Nazir. Sefer HaChinuch writes, for this reason, we find that Chazal are all over the map when it comes to a Nazir. Is he good? Is he not good? Is he going too far? Not doing enough? Why didn't you stay longer? Why did you swear off things that God permitted for you? The reason why it's so complicated is because it's a complicated balance. You got to find this perfect balance between the mundane and the spiritual, or guf and the neshama, and sometimes we get it wrong. A nazir may be taking something on and is praised for doing so. But what if he went too far? What if he removed himself from society too much? What if he wasn't me'urav imabrios, connected enough with society, and therefore he brings a chatas? It's dialectical. Dialectical. I love that word. Being trained currently, I just finished a year-long training in DBT. Heard of DBT? Dialectical behavior therapy. Dialectical is a fancy SAT word for balance. A balance. The idea that the therapy was designed about 30 years ago for those who struggle with all or nothing thinking. Have a difficult time being able to think and feel in a balanced way. They find themselves toward extremes, where if they feel their emotions coming on, they shut down completely. Because if they feel, oh, do they feel? They feel like they can't live anymore. It's too much. And DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, was designed to teach people to be in the middle, to be able to turn on the faucet without drowning, to be able to open up a little bit and feel without being suffocated by one's own emotions. And that's really the idea, that DBT is constantly asking this question. It always asks, what's being left out? What's being left out? If we overemphasize this side, what's being lost on the other side? How can there be multiple truths, multiple opinions? Two Jews, three opinions. How can there be room for multiple people to be right? How can we get along with each other? How can we live a life that's balanced and sophisticated and dialectical? That's the Sefer HaChinuch's idea. The Chazal are all over the map because it's a complicated topic, and it is all over the map. On the one hand, we should be swearing off the things that pull us down toward a hedonistic society. On the other hand, we have to live in this world and actually be involved in this world. So perhaps, we're not all at the level of becoming Nazirim. We can ask ourselves these dialectical questions. We can ask ourselves, what's being left out? Do I find myself too pulled in one direction, where I'm too involved with society, too involved with the sports? What's the score? Too involved with the sports, find myself too pulled away from growth and Yiddishkeit. So maybe it's time to go to the other extreme. If I find myself too removed, never talking with people, never actually living a balanced, normal life, then maybe it's time to go on the other side too, to make sure to find this balance. The Nazir is good, the Nazir is bad, the Nazir is complicated, because we are good, we are bad, we are a guf, we are a neshama, and we are very complicated. I mentioned this last week, we end off the shir with from Chaim ben Akasha, but really it's important, especially after talking about the Sefer HaChinuch and the Sefer HaMitzvos, to really understand what this little Mishnah says. It's Braisa, Chaim ben Akasha Omer, to appreciate all the many mitzvos Hashem gave us, which allow us for opportunities for growth. Ratzak Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Seis Yisrael Lefichach Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Aman Tzirko Yagdil Tarav Yadir.